Thank you. Have we switched on yet? Good. Okay. Well, we've been working hard all week, so I'll try to be perky. I recently checked my email, and if we think of all these talks as emails sitting in our email box, let's click that little arrow that reverses the order by date and pretend this is the first talk and be very, very optimistic. Okay, this is about some current joint work with Chongying Dong, and we're studying automorphism groups. I'll explain this later. Of lattice type, L is an even lattice, and in this talk mostly it's going to have rank 2, and I'll make a few remarks about the rank 1 case and a very few remarks about other cases. Okay, now the general problem, or project maybe, to study automorphism groups of VOAs, and we need a lot of examples because VOAs are hard to construct and hard to work with. We really don't have any idea what all of them look like. It's pretty mysterious, and it seems to be even quite difficult to settle the automorphism groups, even in some rather simple-looking cases. So we're carrying on our work. We have done quite a bit of work on the rank 1 case. So before I state the theorem, let me give some notation in the spirit of perkiness. I won't give too much technicalities, but I have to give a little. L stands for an even integral lattice, positive definite of some finite rank. O of L, our choice of terminology keeps fluctuating a little bit. This is sometimes called the group of automorphisms or the group of units. We have some reason to prefer this, the orthogonal group of L. It's the set of orthogonal transformations which map L to L. And this is a finite group. Since L is discrete and positive definite. And for VOA theory, we need to have a so-called twofold cover of L. There is a short exact sequence like so. And this is non-abelian, and it has the property that if alpha and beta are in L hat, then the commutator of alpha and beta looks like minus 1 to the dot product of alpha and beta. And I hope you can fill in the rigorous statements here. You project these elements to here where there's a bilinear form waiting for you. Take that inner product, that's an integer, so, okay. And there is a co-cycle that's very common called an epsilon function that gives this extension. Okay, so now we have this group O of L, and we need O of L hat, which is the set of automorphisms of the group L hat. Now there are quite a lot of automorphisms. That's a free abelian group sitting on top of a group of order 2, but which preserve this bilinear form on L hat. So this group is an extension that looks like an elementary abelian group, 2 to the rank of L, extended by O of L. And it's kind of a subtle thing because this extension is often non-split. Think of this group that looks like an extension of the Weyl group by an elementary abelian group. It's common for this to come up in lectures on Lie theory. That group typically does not contain the Weyl group. It's a non-split extension. And I guess Titz is the person who really made this famous in a paper of his from about 30 years ago, something like that. Okay, so this is the some notation I need. And what else? We have VL. The lattice VOA based on L. And this looks like a big polynomial algebra. Where H minus K is a copy of H with grading indicated by this power of T, and H is the vector space containing the lattice. Okay. Now, there is a natural group of automorphisms that's an analog of the normalizer of a torus. And it looks like a product, it's an extension that looks like the torus, and then you go up by a copy of the automorphism group of the lattice. It's typically non-split, but we can turn it into a product of two subgroups. Where this is the analog of that finite group like this that Titz defined. And this acts, it's very easy to see that you have an action of a group like this as VOA automorphisms because of the particular spanning set that we chose. Okay. So I hope that's acceptable. And this is called the lattice VOA group. Okay, now what about the VL plus? Well, that's the set of fixed points on VL of Z, an involution in N of T, I'm sorry, in N of L, this thing, corresponding to minus the identity map on L. And this is this indicates a coset of the torus, and actually every element in that coset is an involution, and they're all conjugate under the action of the torus. So this element is not absolutely unique, but it's unique up to conjugation in the automorphism group. Okay. So the subgroup of N of L hat, which stabilizes VL plus, is the centralizer of this little z in the group N of L hat. And that's just O of L hat, and it acts on VL plus with kernel, the cyclic group of order 2. So I will indicate this quotient by capital P for projective. Okay. and it looks like 2 to the rank extended by the projective group of automorphisms of the lattice. Okay. So now these are very common topics in a lot of papers in VOA theory, and the natural group that you can see, well, up here it's an infinite group, continuous in fact, and here it's only a finite group. Okay. All right, that's the LVOA group, and this is the LVOA plus group. Sorry about that. Now, just some general things about automorphism groups of VOAs. I know two general theorems that apply to a wide class of examples, and then there's a handful of specific examples. The first theorem by Dong and myself: if V is a finitely generated VOA, then ought V is an algebraic group, or actually I should say is isomorphic too, because it's really an infinite dimensional group of transformations. Sorry, it's a group of transformations on an infinite dimensional space, but when you restrict it to a certain finite dimensional subspace, the image is an algebraic group. Okay, now if V is not finitely generated, I guess the answer is it's going to be some kind of inverse limit of algebraic groups, but I haven't sat down and figured out exactly how to say that. Okay, finite generation is a common property for popular VOAs, so that's fine. And the second theorem of Dong and Nagatomo says that we know the automorphism group for a lattice-type VOA. Ought VL is E times N of L hat . So N of L hat I've described up there, where E is the normal subgroup generated by exponentials of X sub 0, where X is in V sub 1. Okay. So let me explain. When you have a VOA that's so-called conformal field theory type, meaning no negative terms and degree zero is just one-dimensional, that certainly is the case for a lattice-type VOA, then V1 under the zeroth product is a Lie algebra. And when you take elements in V1 and take the zeroth mode in the vertex operator expansion, that's a derivation of all the products on the VOA. So you can exponentiate it and get an automorphism, provided the exponential is defined, and it is, because all the components of the VOA are finite dimensional, so these maps are locally finite. So we're over the complex numbers, so everything converges very nicely. Good. And I guess one little comment here is that when L is a root lattice of a Lie algebra, then you just reproduce the Lie group for that finite dimensional Lie algebra. And there are examples that show that this is contained in here, and examples that show that this is contained in here. So there could be quite a bit of overlap. Okay. And the rank 1 theorem in this subject is the following. If L is a rank 1 lattice, even lattice, then ought V sub L F is known for all L and all choices of finite subgroup F of ought VL. So for all the lattice type VOAs, this is a lattice type VOA. Without the F, it's a lattice VOA. All of these things are known. And it's due to combined work of Dong, myself, and Alex Reba in two papers. And it's, lattice type VOAs, they're fairly explicit. And you'd think for rank one, it would be really trivial to... But it's actually, this was actually quite a hard theorem. And Alex Reba he's a great master of computer algebra, and we had to use his help to work out some invariant theory. And that's pretty hard. And I won't write out all the answers, but instead I'll just indicate what's going on with rank two. So theorem. Rank 2, L, rank 2 even lattice, then ought VL plus is known for all L. So in other words, we've done only the case of F, where F is generated by the lift of minus the identity. And this is already over 25 pages of long discussions. So I'm not quite I believe our methods are good as long as we have enough muscles to carry on. And we want to work these out just to see what kind of mathematics is involved. In fact, the proofs are kind of different from rank one. So we're still uncovering what the issues are. Okay, so let me give you a list. Okay. It is just the LVOA plus group. That's the thing I indicated by PO of L hat. And so it's finite, except for a couple of cases where L is the square root of 2 times the A2 lattice, where ought VL plus is symmetric group of degree 4. The LA1 squared lattice where this is isomorphic to ought V sub M, where M is a different lattice. M is isomorphic to the square root of 2 times L. And so the Dong-Nagatomo theorem tells you what this is. So the first case is finite, and this is a continuous group, dimension 2. Square root of 2 L A1 squared. And the group is a symmetric group of degree 4 cross Z2. LA2. And we get PSL2C. And then we have two funny cases at the end. L equals ZR orthogonal direct sum ZS, where R is a root, and S has norm greater than or equal to 4. And we get PO2C across a group of order 2. And the second case is where L contains such a thing, but properly. And then we just get PO2C. Okay. So let me indicate the strategy, and I mean the generic case is that you don't get any more than what you expected in the first place. In that case, the strategy will give you a satisfying answer very quickly. And in the case where it doesn't quite work, you have to fuss a little bit. Okay, so here's the strategy. Okay, V is one of these V all pluses. G equals ot V. Okay, so we get information about G by restriction. To homogeneous pieces. And an especially good one is V2, which is which gives an algebra A under the first product. So this is a finite dimensional algebra, and general VOA theory says A is commutative if V1 is 0. Now, I guess I should comment. What does it mean for V1 to be 0? It mean if you just think about VL up there, and then just expand the terms, it means there are no roots. So if A is not commutative, then there are some roots, and that'll be one of the cases that we have to fuss about. Okay. Now in A, look for a set S which is invariant under G, and I think almost every case we take the set of idempotents. To limit possibilities for G. Okay, now why? Well, idempotents are generally a good idea when you're studying linear algebras, but also E is an idempotent in V2 if and only if 2E is a Virasoro element. Now, I don't mean the principal Virasoro element for the VOA, but there are in general other elements whose components bracket according to the Virasoro relations with possibly a different central charge. Okay, so those are interesting elements to think about. Okay. Now, usually S spans A, or at least generates A as an algebra. And if V2 generates the whole vertex operator algebra, then we've controlled the automorphism group successfully at this point. Okay? So that would be nice if you could do this. Well, it's not true in general, but it fails in a way that's kind of pleasant. So but we can show that G preserves M1 plus. I realized I forgot to tell you what M1 plus is. This S, meaning S tensored with the identity element here, is a sub VOA, and I've forgotten what it's called, the Heisenberg VOA, something like that. Okay. And it's often written M of 1, and just as a linear space, it's quite clear what it looks like. And M1 plus is what's fixed under the action of minus the identity. And as polynomials, those are just even polynomials. So it's easy to imagine what that is. Okay, G preserves M1 plus. Hence, also, its set of eigenspaces which are generated by elements that we call V alpha. That's E upper alpha plus E upper minus alpha. And these are the standard basis elements corresponding to the elements of L that occur in that twisted group algebra C of L. Okay. So in other words, if this program fails, at least we get enough information to show that G preserves this. And so it acts on the set of eigenspaces. You would like to deduce from that that it's permuting the elements of the lattice. Well, it doesn't quite work. You have to do some calculations, but then you can show that it preserves the pairs alpha minus alpha, and so you get kind of a projective orthogonal transformation on the lattice, okay, which is one of the conclusions that we want. Okay, so that's the general idea. Now, I'll just pick out a few highlights of the proof just to give you a flavor of what we did and where the hard work lies. Let's look at this case where L has no vectors of norm 2 or norm 4. And I'm going to make an exception here and say that the rank of L is bigger than 1 and arbitrary. I don't need rank 2 here. Okay. Then the degree 2, VL plus sub 2 is only M1 plus. There's no other contribution to the degree 2 term. So G does preserve M1 plus, permute the VL plus alphas, and then we conclude that G is just PO of L hat. So condensing all the calculations down to a hand wave. But that's the idea. And I was rather surprised. This is Chong Ying's insight did this. I was kind of surprised. I didn't think that would... I thought there could be stuff going on in higher dimensions, but actually no, it doesn't. Okay. Now, study of idempotents. Well, we are driven to look for some kind of set to control the action of the automorphism group. So let's say A is a finite dimensional algebra. I guess it doesn't have to be commutative for this remark. Basis V1 through Vn. Let's take W, a typical element of the algebra. Then W squared equals W is equivalent to a system of quadratic equations in the CIs, thinking of them as variables. Okay. Well, we feel pretty good about solving linear systems if they're not too big. Quadratic systems, I don't know that anyone really knows that you can solve them, but computer algebra packages are handy. And let's see, which should I erase? This one. So we had to try using a computer, and I was able to remove some of the computer work, but not all of it. So let me just give you an idea of what we did. Yeah. Okay. So we can solve system if it is nice and the dimension of A is not big. Now, what are the limits? I mean, I'm not an expert on computer algebra, but let me just mention, if we take the case, which one was it? It was the case, the square root of 2. Times the A2 lattice, we had a dimension 6 algebra, and it turned out that there are just 6 solutions to W squared equals W, and I put it, I wrote out this, I picked a reasonable basis for A. Oh, A looks like this. Symmetric matrices of degree 2 on this space H, plus a bunch of one-dimensional spaces, RR equals 4, SS equals 4, and TT equals 4. Okay. So we would like to find all the idempotents in there. And it turns out there are 6 of them, and I picked what I thought was a reasonable basis for this, and I couldn't solve it using Maple. And I gave it to a colleague and said, oh, no, you should use Macaulay. And I said, well, would you mind? And so about 2 minutes later, he came back with the solution. And, well, I'm not really a computer algebra person, so I just thanked him very much. And when I was rewriting the paper, I picked a different basis, put it on Maple, and it was solved immediately. So I don't know what to make of that, except I think we're probably near the limits of just a straightforward attack on this strategy. Let me mention there's a paper of Matuo and Matuo, who had an example of dimension 22 in one of these VOA examples, and they were able to find all the idempotents. I guess the moral of the story is if you're maybe clever and the equations are symmetric enough, you can kind of see the answer. But this just isn't going to work in really big dimension. But I'm happy that it worked as far as it did. Okay. And I found idempotents by hand in most cases. And sometimes I had to impose an additional equation, WW, there's an invariant form, equals 1/8. The reason is I'm now specializing to idempotents whose associated Virasoro element has central charge 1/2. That's a smaller, more selective set of idempotents, and that system I was able to solve. So it's quite surprising. I mean, this contains the idempotents form a variety in here, and it's a continuous family. But as soon as you add these extra dimensions, you really cut out a lot of conditions, and if you add several of them, you get only a finite set of idempotents. Sorry, idempotents whose support involves these spaces. The ones that are in here are just what I said originally. But the central charges here would be a positive integer, not a fraction. Oh, yes. Okay, and I want to just talk briefly about the case where L is the square root of 2 times the root lattice for A1. Okay, and here the answer is symmetric group of degree 4 cross 2, but the LVOA plus group is only, let's see, 2 squared times 2 squared times 2 2 cross dihedral group of order 8. Okay. Now, this is the case of a so-called extra automorphism, and one has to see somehow that the existence of extra automorphisms beyond the natural group that's handed to you by the construction. And there were two proofs of existence, each provided by one of the co-authors, and Chong Ying analyzed tensor decomposition of VL plus to see that four factors may be permuted freely to get an action of the symmetric group of degree 4. Okay. And my proof had quite a different viewpoint. This lattice L is contained in a lattice M isomorphic to A1 plus A1. It has index 2. Okay. Now here, the This VOA is a lattice type VOA, and the automorphism group is PSL2C wreath 2. It's really, this is really a tensor of these two things. On each one, you've got the Lie group of type A1, and you can interchange. Okay, so what I did, let me call this group H. In H, you can take the stabilizer of the sub-VOA VL and do the same for VL plus, sorry, VM plus containing VL plus. And the this group in ought VM looks like symmetric group of degree 4. It looks like the subgroup two to the fourth extended by symmetric 3 cross 2 contained in symmetric 4 cross symmetric 4 times 2. This is a wreath product. That's, I mean, for me, this was easy to think about because I worked on finite subgroups of Lie groups, so this may be a little tough to explain. So let me just say that the symmetric group of degree 4 is one of the famous finite subgroups of PSL2C. So in some way, take one of these in each factor, each PSL2, you can make the wreathing element normalize their product. Now, what part of this group stabilizes that? And the answer is it is... See, this has a normal group of order 16, and the quotient is symmetric 3 cross symmetric 3. Drop down to the diagonal, keep the wreathing 2. Now, this acts on VL plus with kernel of order 2 squared. So if you take this group and kill a 2 squared, it's symmetric 4 cross 2, which is the answer obtained by Chongying with his own viewpoint. So it's nice to have two different proofs of something like that. And it's also nice to see extra automorphisms instead of just writing them out with horrible formulas, which... It's more or less obvious. Okay, then there's a third proof. So you can write a guest appendix in our paper. Well, it's kind of... I'd have to dig it out of the paper. It's... I'm sorry, maybe I can just show you later. Okay. So I'm pretty close to being finished. I'll just make a few remarks about future work. So I think it's reasonable to do all, or let's say at least many, VL upper Fs for various finite subgroups of the automorphism group of VL. Now there are a lot of them, so I'm not saying we ought to just charge ahead, but I think the techniques are make this doable. And maybe for the case of rank L, a little bit bigger than 2. I'm not sure how much longer it'll go before it becomes too difficult. But there is some kind of tension going on. Notice that if we have no roots, no norm 4, then we did have a solution in the VL plus case. Things were under control. So this may have analog for the high, let's just say higher VLFs, possibly. If there are some roots, we get a Lie algebra in degree 1. Lie algebras are good. They help control the structure. And if you've got some elements of norm 4 in the lattice, well, if you have a good set of norm 4 elements that are orthogonal to each other, as many as possible, then you get what's called a frame, and ties you into a theory that's been studied quite a bit. But even if you only have a set of these that don't quite fill out the maximum number, you still may be able to get some structure out of that. So no roots, no norm 4. Here's one possibility. Some roots, this is a possible thing to use, and some elements of norm 4, you can possibly get structure. So I don't know how far that one should push this, but I certainly think it's possible to carry on for a while. Okay, my final gift to you is 10 minutes. Thank you.